Ella Fitzgerald was one of the most beloved and versatile singers of the 20th century. In a career that spanned six decades, she recorded hundreds of songs, including definitive versions of many standards. Ella Fitzgerald would have turned 100 years old today. Tom Vitale has this tribute to the First Lady of Song.
That voice, it's the first thing that strikes you about Ella Fitzgerald.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see.
When you hear the tone of her voice, which has kind of a brightness, it has a breathiness, but it also has this really great depth and kind of a laser-like, really clear quality to it. It hits you.
27-year-old Cecile McLaurin-Salvant won a Grammy last year for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Salvant says she learned to sing standards by listening to Fitzgerald sing them.
I remember being 17 and living in France and feeling really homesick, wanting to go back to Miami and listening to Ella Fitzgerald singing I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and I would listen to that all day for like weeks, and it created a home for me.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two of my imaginary sleeve. And now I know.
Fitzgerald had perfect pitch, impeccable diction, and a remarkable sense of rhythm. And it all came naturally to her, as she told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in 1974.
What I sing is only what I feel. I had some lady ask me the other day about music lessons, and I've never accepted what I had to learn from my half credit in school. You know, I've never given it a thought. I never taken breathing lessons. I had to go for myself, and that's how I guess I got a style.
Fitzgerald's style was an immediate hit. She was discovered at an amateur contest and began her professional career when she was only 16, singing with the Chick Webb Orchestra at Harlem's Savoy Ballroom. When she was 21, she became internationally famous with a hit record based on a nursery rhyme.
A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket.
She was a complete swinger. She just understood the whole art of jazz phrasing.
Tony Bennett says when he was starting out as a young singer, Ella Fitzgerald was his idol. Now he's 90 years old, and she's still his idol. Bennett painted a portrait of Fitzgerald singing that hangs in the Smithsonian. He says Ella was the quintessential performer.
She loved performing. She loved it. And the audience knew it right away, you know. Just the minute she walked out on that stage, they knew that she was ready to give them the best she could ever imagine for them. She couldn't wait to get on that stage and hit the back of the house and have them react to her right away.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear? And that happy tune is your step, 'cause life could be so sweet on a sunny side of the street.
In the 1940s, Fitzgerald took part in late-night Harlem jam sessions with trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie that gave rise to a new type of jazz. She embraced bebop scat singing, using her voice like a horn, says Tony Bennett.
She knew how to improvise better than anybody I ever listened to. She was able, just like an instrumentalist would take a jazz solo, she would do that vocally, and it would be perfection.
Boy, Ella Fitzgerald toured and recorded constantly, producing one hit record after another. Music publishers wanted her to be the first to record their new songs, and she became known as the First Lady of Song. In the 1950s, Fitzgerald embarked on an ambitious recording project, 8 albums of standards written by prominent American composers, including Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, Duke Ellington, Jerome Kern, and George and Ira Gershwin.
The cotton is high.
Many of Fitzgerald's recordings of the musical canon known as the Great American Songbook are considered definitive versions. Ira Gershwin once said, "I never knew how good our songs were until I heard Ella Fitzgerald sing them." Director Emeritus of the Rutgers Institute of Jazz Studies, Dan Morgenstern, says this is what Fitzgerald will be remembered for.
She could take a great song and make it even greater. She had a wonderful sense of melody. She had that beautiful voice. She had that perfect intonation. And she put so much feeling into what she did.
Ella Fitzgerald lived for her career, and her personal life suffered. She fell in love with good-looking younger men who turned out to be scam artists. Her marriage to bebop bass player Ray Brown lasted only 6 years. She was insecure, nervous before performances. She cried if she got a bad review. And she was overweight, says Cecile McLaurin-Salvant.
She was not a sex symbol. I'm sure she would have enjoyed being a sex symbol, maybe. But she wasn't, and yet she was very successful. It's a testament to both the audience and, most of all, her artistry. And we're not even talking about racism, that a black woman could be so popular across the board with both black and white audiences. That's a beautiful thing.
Ella Fitzgerald sold 40 million records in her lifetime. She died in 1996 from complications caused by diabetes. She was 79 years old. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
Sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm so awfully misunderstood. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, be good to me. Say I'm all alone in this big city of New York. Won't somebody...